All right, I need a volunteer. Come on, Briggs. Not to eat, but come on. All right, who does a good job cracking eggs? I need somebody cracking eggs. Come on, Emily, come on, come on. Need you up here too. I am going to set that right there. Set this right here. Where you at, Briggs? All right, all right. Briggs, you hold that for me right there. Okay. Let's do this. Let's do this. All right, how many eggs we going to need? Does it say on there? We got some instructions going on here.
12 eggs.
12 eggs. Emily, if you would, there's your trash can right here. You can throw it in that for me. Look, put your eggs, if you would, in this bowl for me. You go ahead and start cracking those, if you would. All right, what we're going to do today is that we're going to follow some instructions on how to make these, what I call, what do they call it up there at the top? Sausage?
Sausage, egg, veggie, and cheese, ricotta muffins.
There you go. Anybody ever ate those before? We're going to make some. Karen, Karen's not here. She's been asking me for a while, when we're going to do them down at the church. So I thought about today. I said, today's a good day. We're going to eat. I've done like some of those. You ever see those chefs on TV when they're preparing something and they do, and they always have something already ready to eat? I done made one batch, but we're going to make a batch in here this morning. And we want to think about that proverb. What does Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say? Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will do what? Direct our paths. And that's very similar to following a recipe is really the idea of what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is all about. When you follow a recipe of somebody that you put trust in, you put confidence in, you just take the steps that they've given you. And that's kind of what we're going to do today. We're going to try our best not to deviate from the instructions. Emily, of course, is helping us out with the eggs. We're going to get 12 of those in a moment. So I'm going to ask Briggs if he would read the instructions, and then we are going to take some steps in preparing. Now, I've tried to alleviate for time's sake. I use Konecka sausage. Anybody ever eat Konecka sausage? Well, I've used Konecka sausage. I brought some in here. But I have already processed it. I've got it already set up to use. And I also added in a little pepperoni to it when I processed it. So what we have is that. It's seasoned up. It's ready. I've got my cheeses here. I've got all the ingredients. I've got my tools to be able to put it in. So you help me out, Briggs. You start reading up at the top, and let's see what we're going to do next. Yeah, just read from the beginning.
Lots of love, sweet joy, and tasty expectations, which makes everything in life taste and feel better.
So when you put love in something and a little joy in it, it's going to come out pretty good. Amen. Go ahead.
We also add 1 pound of patty or link sausage.
Here we go. We got that right there. Go ahead.
Whatever kind you prefer. Hot or mild, or add your own touch to it while it's cooking.
Go ahead.
Well, I see Konecka's all-natural hickory-smoked link sausage, and it tastes wonderful. Whatever meat you choose, other than link sausage, even ground beef, just cook it down like you would do taco meat. You can even use link sausage. If you don't have to cook it first, but you can broil it or grill it, and then chop it up in a processor or by hand. While meat is cooking, beat 12 eggs like you're doing scrambled eggs. Then chop 2 to 4 green onions.
2 to 4 green onions. We got some green onions. How many of y'all eat green onions? These will be cooked. We're going to go with 4. So we're going to cut these up.
You
What's going to be the next thing we cut up?
Half of a bell pepper, and if you enjoy onions, cut up a quarter of a small onion.
We're not going to do onions today in this. We're just going to do the green onion and a little bell pepper. We're going to build these things in a second, put them in the oven. Let these ladies get everything else set up, and then we are going to enjoy a meal together. So then we've got a little bell pepper. How many of y'all eat bell pepper? We normally put it in most everything we cook. And a little Tony Sasserides. Or what I call it is Tony's Creole. I have already seasoned this meat. What I've got actually in this, I've added just a touch of garlic salt, a little garlic, granulated garlic, and a little pepper is just added to it, mixed in, and that's what we got. What we got next, Briggs?
When meat is finished, strain excess grease if needed.
Okay. This was not cooked. I didn't broil it. I didn't grill it. It was just straight out of the pack. You know, they come fully cooked. All you really got to do is heat it up. So I process it. It keeps most of your moisture in it, and it's going to stay in there with us. And Mama Rob just turned her light out for us, didn't she? That's all right. Just creature of habit, huh? What else we got, Briggs?
I use a spray.
All right, you want to grease your pan. One thing about egg in a dish like this with the proteins, egg sticks. And you're going to get yourself in a bind. So I have already put a little bit of this oil inside here. And what I've learned is just you put a little bit in it, use a paper towel to wipe inside. It covers good. Now, if you do these at home, you're going to enjoy them. I'm telling you, they're good. You ever try them, Brother Shannon? They're good. They're easy. You pull them out anytime you want and have them. They're really good for breakfast on the go, but you'll wind up eating them for supper.
We take them to the beach.
Take them to the beach. Man, they're good. So I want to spray this thing really well so it don't stick. It makes it a whole lot easier to get them out whole. Got that done. What else it say?
Muffin pan, mm-hmm. Add equal amounts of bell pepper and cooked and strained sausage.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take my bell pepper and I'm going to start putting it down here in the bottom. And the reason I put it down in the bottom is that meat's going to balance out in there. You're going to have a little bell pepper underneath, a little meat, and then a little more bell pepper and green onions. We're just sticking with the recipe. I trust the recipe. So I'm going to follow it. What he's telling me to do. It's like trusting the Lord. Yeah. Trusting the Lord in all his ways. He gives us recipes for life, living, and we just trust him. So I've done that. Now I'm going to take a spoon, one of these right here that we've got out, and I'm just going to start normally about a tablespoon is all it takes. You just want to lay it in there so that it's kind of loose. This stuff is going to be some good eating now. Lord willing, right? Then what do we do, Briggs?
A heaping tablespoon will fill bottom half of each cup.
Okay.
Then add equal amounts of chopped green onions, more bell pepper, onion, even mushrooms if you'd like, then top with cheese.
Okay. We'll do that right there. How many of y'all like mushrooms? Honey is not a mushroom eater. She don't like them either. So we rarely ever. I thought about even doing some mushrooms today and bring over here to eat because she don't eat them. We're going to take that, throw a little bit more of that on there. Now, one thing about what the scriptures teach us, if you cook much and you've done things in the past and you have a recipe, there's a tendency. How many of y'all kind of alter the recipe that suits you best? You ever do that? What's that? What's in the pantry? Now, that's where. Now, think about this for a moment. That's crucial when it comes to a recipe like this. You have much liberty to fix it however you want it. Now, when you add or take away. You just have another recipe is what you come down with. But when it comes to dealing with the things of God, and He says, acknowledge Him in all your way. Don't lean on your own understanding. He's simply saying, you may have done things in the past a certain way. When I tell you to do something, it might not make sense to you. You trust me. Don't lean on what you've done or what you know of the past. You lean on me and acknowledge me, and I'm going to direct your path. There's a tendency in for us to figure out that we have a better way than God has. And we can't do that with the things of God. We can't alter what He gives us. That's why He says, I know you may have an experience in this, but I'm going to give you something that may not make any sense to you right now, but you can trust me on it and walk with me. Do it my way, even though you think you might have a better way of doing it. Anytime we alter the things of God, what we do, we take matters in our own hand and we're not operating in faith. And we don't operate in faith, we don't have God's favor nor His presence upon our life. Can't please Him. So we want to take what He gives us, trust Him and walk with it and not attempt to alter it in any way, and celebrate Him. And He always knows what's best. He always going to do what is for our good, and what we do in faith is always going to bring Him glory. So, it said some cheese. So let's take a little cheese. You can use a variety. I'm going to use a little feta cheese. I like adding a little feta to it. I'm just going to use my fingers here. Pile that in. Ooh, you want to smell this feta? The feta's a little strong. Get you a whiff of that right there.
It's good.
Oh, man, it's good. It's good on the side. I love feta. It don't smell the best. It smells good to me, but not to everybody, you know. You see, when you like something, even if it stinks, something about the aroma of it, you like, come be, or like chitlins. You know what I'm talking about? You see, that's just it. One man doesn't have a taste for it, so he can't stand the way it smells. Another man that likes it doesn't mind the way that it smells, because he's going to get in it. Same way with cheeses and feta. We're going to add a little Italian cheese on there. A little Italian cheese. Recipes are flexible. You can do what you want with them. Create your own or follow it to the T. We're just attempting to follow this the way that Briggs has given it to us. Because that's how we want to approach God's Word. We want to trust it. We want to trust Him. We want to trust our life to Him. And that we understand that when we do, He is going to make a path clear for us and give us exactly what we need to walk with Him. And I want to tell you, He sees things that we can't see. He knows things that we don't know. He can see in the dark. He can see in the future. He sees things that we miss out on a lot. But if we'll trust Him and walk with Him, He promises that He'll make it clearer and clearer for us as we walk with Him. And a lot of times, the unknown path we're walking in is not near as clear as it is for us as when we look back on what God did for us on the journey and how He brought us to a place in life. But I want to tell you, He won't fail you. He's not going to leave you. And He's not going to forsake you. He don't play games with us. And everybody said, if He's guiding you, you can rest your entire life in His hands. And that even means when He's leading us into something that's going to cause us physical and even at times emotional heartache, He's trustworthy. He's using everything to make us more like Himself. Amen. Something that we wouldn't do. What else we got?
We like using about a teaspoon of feta and a good pinch of shredded sharp cheddar for each frittata muffin. Then pour the beaten eggs out of the mixture in each cup and let it fill up to the rim and cook.
All right. Let's do that right there. Now you just take your egg, Boy, this bowl's been around a long time. This was given to Stephanie and I for a wedding gift nearly 30 years ago. It's seen its day. Now, don't worry about it. It's going to kind of run around a little bit, but it's going to seep down in there. You'll be surprised how this liquid egg's going to just make its way all the way up into this muffin pan. You can use your spoon, and I'll show you in a minute, to scoop it all in and get it in good. You come back and just add a little bit more to it. And we're going to put this thing in the oven, and we're going to celebrate. Boy, you hungry? He said he's ready to eat. That wasn't too hard, was it? Not too complicated. You know, the Scripture says that the commandments or the ways of God are not burdensome to us. They're blessing when we walk in them. You know, when they become a burden to us, when we're constantly resisting them. When we're constantly trying to figure out another way. How many of y'all have ever altered a recipe that you saw somebody else do that really was good? You altered it, and it didn't come out that good for you. You ever done that? And you're thinking, oh man, I wasted all that time. I wasted those resources. I tried to do it my way, and it just didn't work. Well, I want to tell you, that's what happens with us when we try to do that with the Lord. It don't work out for us. So now I'm just going to kind of pick these up and get them in each of these muffins. Keep reading to me, Bridge. What does it say?
Cook at 375, 17 to 24 minutes or until they're ready.
All right. I think we got, what is that, this oven over here? What's it on, Emily? The one on your left. Showing 375. We're in good shape. All righty. Well, let's put this thing in there. Who's got a timer? Brother Tom's going to get it. Eli, you get it for me. Put it on 17 minutes. We'll let them go. What else did it say, Briggs?
I usually do two batches, 24 muffins when I make these. Therefore, if I'm not using
yeah, keep going.
And then I add a little seasoning to mine, garlic powder, garlic and green onion, salt and seasoning I have from Deep South Brand.
Just different things you do to it that will work for you. But that's it. That's how you make egg muffins. Don't have no flour in it, no nothing like that. Strictly all egg, vegetables, and meat, and then we're going to have y'all just sample it and eat on it all you want. Like I said, I've already made a batch here. These are already ready. These should be ready in just a little bit. But I just can't ever get away from the fact that what the Lord wants from us is our trust.
Amen.
Trust Him. And He wants us to trust Him with all our heart, with all of us. Trust Him with everything. He doesn't want us to lean on our own understanding. I know we've all done it. Bone, you a cook. Many of you in here cook and enjoy cooking. Deborah's a good cook. Mercedes a good cook. Many good cooks in here. Mama Rob. And a good cook is always adding their own touch to it. Adding their own touch to what they're cooking. Well, you see, God says, don't add your own touch to what I give you. Just let me work in you. You acknowledge me in everything, just like we did here. We acknowledge what going to that recipe and asking Briggs to read that to me is what the picture is of acknowledging what to do next with the Lord. You go into Him. What do I do next, God? I trust You. I'm not leaning on myself. I'm not going to rely on what I know. So I'm going to acknowledge You and see what You have next for me. And I keep acknowledging Him in everything I do, all my ways. And then God directs my path. He makes my path clear for me. And I get a result. I get a reward out of that, of the fact that I have His presence in my life. I have His favor upon me. I have clarity for the path that He's given me. And I can always look back at His faithfulness, His hand, of everything He brought me through. Up on the mountain, down in the valley, no matter where it was at, His presence, as the psalmist says in Psalm 23, that the Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want, He shall lead us what? To green pastures and still waters. He leads us through paths of righteousness. They're always for His name's sake. And He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Say it again. For Thou art what? That's the key. Thou art what? With me. Thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. For Thou art with me. See, when I'm acknowledging and asking Briggs, tell me what to do next, read this to me, I'm just taking that step like He's fixing to do.
They'll also freeze well, and they heat easy in the microwave. I store them in Ziplocs. Wrap in a paper towel and warm it up on high heat for 1.5 to 2.5 minutes. It's frozen. In just 25 to 45 seconds, it's refrigerated. They're keeping the fridge for up to a week. Have fun with it and enjoy it. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord, commit to Him and His recipes for life. Lean not on what you understand. Feel, think, sense, but take His way and run with it. Acknowledge Him with every step. He will direct each new step in life. Commit to the Lord right now with all that you are and all that you have. It's important to not get stuck in what you know or what you experienced yesterday. Don't hold on to what you understand about the situation. Your view is limited. See it all. Seek Him in everything you do and ask Him what to do next, and then trust what He says. Yes, trust Him with everything, with the big and small, the significant and the insignificant, the natural and supernatural, and in everything you do. He will give you clarity, direction, and confidence to keep walking and working. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Don't get stuck in what you know, but rest in who you know and where He's taking you in life. Father, we thank You today for this time that we've had to just celebrate these principles that You've given us in the Word of just trusting You and leaning on You and following You. I'm thankful that You care for us. You're mindful of us. As the psalmist says, what is man that You are mindful of us? That You would give us Your attention and that You would delight to direct our path. And we don't want to get stuck in the things that we know. We want to rest in You. We want to rest in who we know today. And know that You desire to lead us. You desire to shepherd us. And we thank You for Your mercy and Your grace and Your kindness toward us. I love You. I thank You for the opportunity we have today just to gather around the table, to be able to eat with one another, to break bread and fellowship one with another. We ask that You'll keep these things that have been prepared from hurting us and that You'll use it to nourish and strengthen our bodies. And Lord, thank You for this congregation, this flock You've given me to love on and to lead. And I just thank You for every one of them. Be with those that couldn't be with us today that are in various places, those that are hurting and going through things. We pray that You'll deliver them and that You'll help them and that their eyes will turn unto You as You lead us through this life. I love You and I praise You for the big things, the little things, the significant things, the simple things of life. I just thank You that You have an answer for us for everything. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all ready to break bread? We left them. How much more time we got?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right, these ladies are going to get things ready, and then we are going to get on the go.